USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing 4 executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry. In 3 words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yeah, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says his new Postmaster General is trying to make the service self-sustaining, announcing on Friday he was changing key leadership positions. The president telling reporters yesterday the Postal Service has been losing huge amounts of money for decades. And he says of new PMG Louis DeJoy,
He's a very good businessman. He's very successful. And I know he wants to make the post office at least somewhat lose a lot less money.
DeJoy was a major donor to the president's campaign. He's already eliminated overtime for mail carriers. Arizona continues to deal with a long-running heat wave. The National Weather Service saying that yesterday Phoenix felt its 34th day this year with temperatures of over 110 degrees. And that beats 2011's record of 33 days. Last month was the hottest July in that city's history, the average day reaching 99 degrees. You can reach us online at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the multi-alarm blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she, her husband, and their dog were not injured in that fire. Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Westphal is getting treatment for brain cancer. New York Daily News columnist Mike Lupica made the announcement last night with the permission of his 69-year-old friend. Westphal led the Phoenix Suns to their first NBA championship series back in 1976 after being traded to the team by the Boston Celtics. He also led the Suns to their only other NBA finals in 1993 as that team's coach. And the biggest name in college football is joining several high-profile players and saying they want to play this season. However, they ultimately want to create a College Football Players Association. Among other demands, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeting yesterday, "Let's work together to create a situation where we can play the game that all of us love." Again, remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.